are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Oh, boy, a lot to talk about today. Yeah, I want to know what happened with that JetBlue flight captain. We'll talk about what happened. And this isn't the first time, this is, I think, the second time in a month that somebody just goes crazy on a plane. Talk about what possibly could have happened with that. Also, it looks like coffee beans that are unroasted, kind of green, they say can actually aid weight loss. I'll take 100 of them. Sounds good. Also, I guess an abortion doctor who lost her license just trashed thousands of records into a regular dumpster, garbage bin. So we have a major privacy breach with that. And, do we have any protocol for firing a doctor and having some sort of control over the records? I don't think many states do, so we'll talk about that. Busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Of course, we'll give you updates on what's been happening with the Supreme Court this week. I know, I saw some people dancing in the streets. No time to you can't dance yet. Okay, I know there were some interesting developments, but, just don't be dancing yet. We still have a long haul to go, and we need to talk about what we're going to do, even if the health care law gets overturned. We have a lot of work to do, a lot of work on our plate moving towards health care, because many people are under the assumption that if the healthcare law gets thrown out, we're just done wiping our hands of it and going about our lives. No. Oh, no. We have work to do. And we're going to, brainstorm and start moving in that right direction. So a lot to talk about today on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Please call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Arnold Palmer is back home after a blood pressure scare. You guys know who Arnold Palmer is, right? Right. Famous golfer. Most of us know him from the drink, Arnold Palmer, lemonade and iced tea. Boy, that sounds good. Yeah, he was in the hospital overnight. Apparently he had blood pressure complications. Right? He had to leave the green, go to the hospital. He wanted to preside over his own tournament, but he had to leave. Now, I don't know was he dizzy? You'll get admitted for high blood pressure. There's a malignant hypertension where your blood pressure could be really high. But you don't walk into the hospital going, "Hi, I have high blood pressure." I doubt somebody, took his blood pressure right then and there and said, "Oh, Why don't you go to the hospital?" Maybe he was dizzy. Maybe something was going on. They're not telling us what, but it looks like he's doing okay. He's 82 years old. Right? They say so far so good. He decided to get himself checked. I'm glad. Honestly, any of you guys that have that labile high blood pressure, we talked about that, where you could be 120 over 70, and then all of a sudden mother-in-law calls, and you jump up to like 160 over 100. You guys are the ones I get nervous about. I get nervous about you guys. Labile blood pressure bothers me. People say, "Oh, Dr. Dahlia, my blood pressure only goes up when I see you. It's white coat hypertension. White coat hypertension. I have white coat hypertension, Dr. Dahlia, it's all you." No, it's not all me. Okay, remember, if a doctor, right, can stress you enough, cause a blood pressure spike, so can a G-string, so can a nightmare, so can a kid running across the street. Anything that makes you nervous could make your blood pressure spike, and blood pressure spikes lead to heart attacks and lead to stroke. It's a shame that they can't do a study saying the heart attack, how many of these heart attacks were actually caused by blood pressure spikes. They say people had a heart attack, like my father. He had a heart attack, massive heart attack, died right away. Did his blood pressure spike and that caused the plaque to rip off? Or did something, nobody can test that. I wish they could. They claim they could test everything else, but that would be nice, because if so, I think that would teach a lot of us medical providers and patients to be a lot more aggressive with our blood pressure. But anyway, good for Arnold Palmer. He's doing good. Still making the drink. I think we're in good shape. All right. By the way, though, there was a study that we didn't get to talk about yesterday saying a rapid rise in blood pressure before midlife may actually cause irreversible heart damage. So they're saying that you are actually causing heart damage that you cannot reverse if you have these sharp rises in blood pressure that you get when you're middle-aged, midlife crisis. I don't know when my midlife crisis is going to hit people. I'm worried. Wouldn't that stink if it was on air? Right? We got Kyle working the dials tonight. You'll know, because I'll start screaming at Kyle. Nothing's going right in my life, Kyle. All you men hate me. I'll probably do something like that. That'll be interesting. Interesting. I don't know when my midlife crisis is going to hit. I turned 40 this year. I did turn 40, so I'm sure it'll come soon. All right. Remember, as long as I keep saying 40 is the new 20, I'm good. Right? And then when I'm 50, I'll say 50 is the new 30. 60 is the new 40. I'll be fine. I'll be fine. If I'm on air 30 years from now, though, guys, watch out. All right. You know, the other thing, too, that we talk about with blood pressure is you'll have people that'll, you know, be normal, and then all of a sudden they'll have kids, or they'll have a surgery, and their blood pressure will be up 20, 30 points. Now, why is that? Well, we've talked about this, how, you know, when you're a kid, healthy kid, a lot of times your body can handle the sugar, can handle the cholesterol. You can eat cotton candy. You can eat macaroni and cheese. You can get into a fight at school. Nothing happens. Your blood pressure stays normal. Your sugar stays normal. Your cholesterol stays normal. But as we age, we lose the ability to maintain things. Now, I had a woman who whose blood pressure spiked after having gallbladder surgery. And the surgeon thought she was crazy. She's like, ask Dahlia. I never had high blood pressure. So he calls me up going, what was her blood pressure, you know, this month? I go, why? Her blood pressure's always been good. What are you talking about? He's like, well, she has high blood pressure now, and she's blaming the surgery. So will you go look at her? Well, I looked at her. Yeah, she was in the 150s. She went from being 120s to 150s. Why? Maybe something happened with the anesthesia that lowered her defense mechanism. I don't know. But I believed her. See, the family doc, being a family doc, you're probably one of your patient's biggest advocates, you know? When my patient says something, I believe him. I told you guys about that story about the patient whose friend read her palm. I know I've told you guys this many times, but for those of you that are new to the Dr. Dahlia Show, woman comes in with no insurance saying, my friend is a palm reader, and she says, I have a tumor on my ovary or my colon. So can you order a test for me? Because none of the other doctors will listen to me. And I'm like, you sure? It's kind of expensive. But I'm like, look, if that's what you want, I'll order the test. I mean, you know, it's your money. And if you really believe in your friend, fine. Well, I ordered the colonoscopy. I ordered the pelvic ultrasound. She had a tumor on her ovary. So I don't care if it's mind reading or hypnotism or palm reading. If you think you have something, I'll listen to you. That's my job. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashed tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. Now, when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I think I'm completely caught up on all emails. I'm sorry I don't get a chance to read all your emails on air. Some of them are really, really good. Some of them bring up really good topics. I know we got a lot of them regarding the Supreme Court and what's going on this week. I will talk about that a little bit later in the hour. But this is an interesting email that we'll touch upon pretty quickly. Diane from Colorado Springs writes, "Doctor, I see an internist in town who has a missed appointment fee of $75. One day I had car problems and called in to cancel, and they said I'd be charged. I told them I'm one of his longtime patients and a good patient of his, but it had no bearing. He still charged me. Is the $75 worth him losing a patient?" I get questions all the time on how people run their office and, you know, doctor-patient relationships, etc. And I got to tell you, the one theme I'm seeing is you as a patient, you as a consumer, are losing a lot of your value. As a consumer, you know, I mean, in the olden days, doctors would fight for patients, right? I mean, they would do what they could, customer service, send you little cards and thank yous. And, you know, what's been happening now, especially with the advent of HMOs, is patients are started to be looked upon and the numbers of patients as a liability. You know, we've talked about how a lot of HMOs work, where doctors will get a capitated rate, let's say $1,000 that month or $2,000 that month, to see X number of patients, and they have a list of a few hundred patients. And so if the patients all come in, that really divvies up that $1,000 or $2,000 to micro amounts. If only a few patients come in, they're doing pretty darn well. So a patient not coming in could sometimes be advantageous for the doctor in the clinic, especially if they lose money seeing that patient. Now, of course, if you are part of an HMO and you decide to switch doctors and leave, then he loses that capitated amount. But for many doctors, the capitated HMO amount is far below what they want that, you know, they're like, well, my HMO practice, let's have as small amount of practice as possible. Same thing with a lot of doctors that take Medicaid or Medicare. You know, it's, and I hate to say this, this don't cry for me Argentina type of thing where, I won't sing it. I love singing that song. Let me add it. I won't sing. But, you know, some doctors are like, fine, you know, take your government insurance elsewhere. It's a horrible, it's a horrible attitude, but you aren't seen. I mean, in certain cities, it may still be like that where there's more doctors than patients. So you're fighting over your patients. So you're going to do everything possible, you know, break your back trying to please them. But from what I'm understanding in many cities, you know, doctors are like, fine, you know, you're no showing, you're skipping your appointment, I'm losing revenue, see ya. And honestly, your car broke down, you know, why can't he waive it? Well, also, you know, I had once a patient who, I guess, just missed the appointment, and, you know, we have a policy, and unfortunately, we have a lot of attorneys in town, right? Who would very gladly, I don't know if they get paid on the case, take a case that a doctor charges one patient one thing and not another. It's very, very nice to go public and rip on the doctors. Doctors are always guilty until proven innocent. So this patient no-showed. We wouldn't waive the fee because, again, we have a policy. I mean, you know, people no-show, especially in our town, so much. You know, you average each provider 8 no-shows a day. I mean, you can only take X amount of no-shows before you really start losing money. You know, if not, you have to double book. And we have a policy that we really don't like double booking. We only double book if it's an absolute emergency. So they go to their insurance company, and the insurance company, they get the insurance company to call us saying, can you waive it? And I'm like, you know, I'd love to. I love her. She's a nice patient, but I can't. Yes, you can. You could do it just for her. I go, I can't because we have an agreement. All right? If her roommate or her neighbor finds out and they also no-showed, and they didn't get waived, we could be in trouble. So sometimes it also depends on what you're signing. You know, any of these contracts you sign with your doctor is still a legal document. And I know some of you are like, really? The doctor could just waive it? I don't know. Because if they waive it for one, do they have to waive it for everybody? And if you're in the type of town where everybody in that neighborhood comes to see you, and somebody goes, yes, I got it waived, then they could cry foul. They could cry fraud. So I don't know. I don't know what situation he's in. But like you said, it's a shame because it's $75 no-show fee really worth him losing a patient? You know, I would say no. You know, if you're a long-standing patient, you come, et cetera. But if, unfortunately, if you have the type of insurance where he's not making money but losing money on you, it may be an excuse for you to go see ya. I can't tell you how many patients I inherit and get because of certain rules or decisions made by that doctor's office. All right. There's a doctor's office in town where if you miss one appointment, they dump you. You cannot no show or do less than a 24-hour call. You are done. If you don't take your medicine like they tell you, they'll discharge you. Right? If they don't like you, they'll discharge you. I mean, right now the doctors, they don't have, you know, too much control over what happens. But if they don't have control over what they get paid, they're trying to control who they're getting paid for. And so it's really a shame because you as a consumer, and remember, if you're a patient, you're still a consumer, right? You want to be valued. You want to know that when you walk into a store, they're happy you're there and will want to please you. You don't want to think you're coming in as a liability. You know, like, you know, you come into a fast food shop like, oh, gosh, patient's here. Oh, the person's here. Oh, man, you don't want that. But unfortunately, with the way insurance has gone and HMOs and how doctors are being reimbursed, yes, that could happen. Now, me, I try not to know anybody's insurance. I don't care. Right? I have patients that go back and forth from good insurance to bad insurance. Honestly, it's the long term. And luckily, we've had long term patients. Many have had bad insurance where I only got paid $2.42 by the insurance company. Others, they had decent insurance. And so, I mean, it all comes around. And I want to see these people long term. I do. And any of the real bad insurances, I don't take anymore. So, you know, that eliminates a lot of the bias. I don't take HMOs anymore. It was just, you know, too many people dropped HMOs. I inherited these patients. I would do skin procedures on them, spend money, spend supplies on them, and I wouldn't get paid. And, you know, once you start not being able to pay your bills, you can't do it. It's a shame. And luckily, these patients had a choice to get out of the HMO, go PPO, and then see me again, luckily. But, you know, what I would do is, if you ever have an issue where you really feel like the doctor doesn't want to see you, talk to them. Because sometimes things happen with the office policy, because remember, there's the doctor, but then we have the staff, and the staff is the middleman. And many doctors use the middleman to their farthest extent. You know, I do. I have people calling all the time for the show. I want to get on the Dr. Dahlia show. I want her to talk about my book. I want this. And thank God I got staff. You know, because otherwise I would look pretty rude. Say, no, nobody cares about the book. I don't want to talk about that book. No, I don't want to push your book. You know, I don't want to look like the bad guy. So a lot of times, yes, but you know, what I would probably do, I mean, if you really, really love this, but that's the other thing, people. If you really, really love your doctor and you finally found a doctor that you like, you may have to play by the rules if their rules are reasonable. Okay, I mean, if he really lost money because you didn't show up, you know, I mean, is that unreasonable? But, I mean, if you don't like the doctor, yeah, go to a new doctor. But just, you know, by the way, that's another thing, guys. Watch what you sign. You know, remember, you are signing a financial policy. You are signing I don't want to say so much a contract, but that you understand the rules and procedures. Make sure you know those. You know, a lot of doctors in their rules and procedures, it'll say, don't just wait for a phone call for your labs. Make a visit to follow up to go over them. Well, that's kind of important because if your previous doctor said, you know what, no news is good news, and you've been going there for 20 years and you go to a new doctor and you don't get a call, that could mean he still hasn't gotten your breast ultrasound report back. Or pathology back. So make sure you read the rules and regulations and understand. If you don't understand them, you ask. Because again, this is your health. Right? Doctors do things to protect themselves, but they also do things to protect patients. And I have that in my writing. I go, please, if you don't hear from us, call. And if you get a test, make a follow-up appointment. Do not assume everything is normal. And it's a way to protect you. All right. So, yeah, good question. And if you guys ever have any other issues with your doctors and you want to know how to approach it, how to talk to your doctor, just run it by me. You know, I mean, whatever I could do to help. But honestly, guys, with the way healthcare is going and doctors leaving the system and, you know, you having difficulty getting into a new doctor, if you have somebody you like that you know will take you, and you will not have as much of an access problem as a new patient would, just make sure you don't tick them off and don't get discharged by them. And many people, they get discharged by not paying their bills. And I told you guys how to handle the bills. If you can't pay your bill, don't just not pay it because these doctors will discharge you. Contact them. Make some sort of a payment arrangement, even if it's a $5 a week or month something. But if you like the doctor, don't lose them because the only thing the doctors have at their disposal is firing you. And I don't want you all getting fired. I don't. All right. Stay tuned. We'll talk about what's going on at the Supreme Court. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a
no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, I got to tell you, long day. All right, so I know many of you were really excited. I was getting texts. I was getting emails. People were pretty happy about how things went thus far this week with the Supreme Court. And all I could say is still, guys, we have a long way to go. Okay. Now, from what we understand, it was a very interesting day where Solicitor General Donald B. Verrilli, Jr. was trying to defend President Obama's health care mandate in the Affordable Health Care Act. And only minutes into his opening argument, Justice Kennedy pipes up, you know, saying, can you create commerce in order to regulate it? And he later says that the federal government is going to have a heavy burden of justification. And pressed him to articulate some limits on the Commerce Clause in regard to the Constitution. So he didn't like it. You could see right away Justice Anthony Kennedy did not like it. He said that you are changing the relationship of the individual to the government. Now, Justices Scalia and Alito also, they said were, per this reporter, a little hostile to Verrilli. And from what I understood, Verrilli was, you know, coughing and not really getting his full stride. It was probably pretty intimidating. Right. Chief Justice John Roberts didn't seem to be swayed. The only person who stayed quiet, Justice Clarence Thomas, he didn't ask any questions, but they also believe he was going to join the others to strike down the law. Now, the more liberal members, Ruth Ginsburg, Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan, they were, from what I understand, easy on Mr. Verrilli, but harder on Paul Clement, who has represented the 26 states challenging the law, and Michael Carvin, who is representing private challengers. So from what we understand, it was, maybe I'm naive. I thought when you argued to the Supreme Court, you know, because in all these pictures, they never look like they talk, right? They just sit there, and a lot of times they don't smile. Sometimes they smile. Sandra Day O'Connor smiled. Rehnquist smiled a couple times. Sometimes you get smiles, but you know, they look like they're quiet. Don't you guys, when you think about the Supreme Court, you think that they're kind of quiet? I didn't realize there was back and forth. I guess because they're judges. I'm thinking my cousin Vinny, you know, two youths. What? Okay, you know, the judge jumping in. I didn't think that kind of happens in the Supreme Court, but apparently, and maybe Mr. Verrilli didn't expect that either, but apparently he, you know, was trying to go into his opening argument. They were already, you know, shooting questions at him. And so it appeared apparent, and CNN was reporting that, it doesn't look good, that the 5-4 split was, pretty well seen. And well felt in the court today. And so what does that mean? Well, you know, people start dancing, people getting excited, et cetera. And I just kind of want everyone to hold their horses, okay, and realize that there's still a lot of work to do, and this still doesn't mean anything. Okay, first of all, if, let's say, all right, these judges have made up their mind, and they were talking about that on the news today. They're like, you know, are these judges, you know, kind of like a jury that has to be sequestered, where they, you know, aren't watching TV and they don't know what's going on, and then they're hearing these arguments for the first time? No, they aren't. They say many of these justices, their minds were already made up when this passed. And so in this case, the oral arguments really may not mean that much. I mean, unless you are really good and talented, it's going to be very difficult to change the minds of people. Like Ginsburg was saying, well, you need this to happen because, you know, you need the money going into the system in order to pay for everybody. And, you know, how do you buy insurance when you need it? You need to buy the insurance when you don't need it, because when you do need it, that's when it's difficult to purchase the insurance. So, I mean, you know, they were making points, but you could see they already fought long and hard on this, which is why people are getting kind of confident that they know what the result is going to be, because it looked like, you know, I before they even got to the nitty gritty of the arguments, the judges were already shooting down aspects of it. All right. So what happens? Well, we're supposed to get the final in June, but keep in mind, okay, for those people on the Republican side, conservative side, you know, them turning over the affordable health care law, okay, Obamacare, might seem like the best thing in the world, but from an election standpoint, it could actually hurt. All right, people have been very, very passionate over this, even doctors. And the back and forth that I get, you know, with doctors in town and doctors in other cities and patients and listeners, et cetera, I mean, I get to hear these arguments all over the place and all the time, where people are going to be livid if this gets overturned, and they're going to be very mad at the conservative movement because it took away the pre-existing clause. They're also going to claim that we now stopped children from getting insured, stopped the caps, etc. And so people are going to be furious. And if it's the country, per the polls, is 50-50 down the line, roughly, with those for the health care law and those against, then we have a tighter race than we think coming up in November. Now, what should the Republicans be doing at this point? Well, like I discussed in the previous hour, what they should be doing And I don't think it will hurt to do it now. I say, look, guys, if the health care law does get thrown out of the Constitution, does get thrown out because of it violating the Constitution, this is what we're going to do if we do come into office. First things first, we are going to pass a bill, you know, saying no pre-existing exclusions. We liked that part of the health care bill. We thought that was one of the good aspects, of the very few good aspects that it had. We are going to pass that. The second bill we're going to pass is no caps on health insurance limits. Another bill we're going to pass is no children is left uninsured. I mean, somebody should be already on the Republican side or the conservative side already talking about that, because you have a lot of people that are in between, independent, even conservative Democrats going, but Dr. Dahlia, we really have to do something. I mean, if they throw out Obamacare, that's nice, but are they going to just wash their hands and move on? We still have a huge healthcare crisis, absolutely. And we need to start hearing from the candidates what their plans are. Right now, every time there was a debate, I stopped listening to the debates because it sounded like the same thing over and over again. Every time I was listening to the debate, they said, we're going to repeal Obamacare, repeal Obamacare. Okay, that's great. That's nice. Okay, fine. Great. You know, it's a bill that had a lot of issues. I believe hurt a lot of employment, scared a lot of employers, caused a lot of prices to hike with insurance companies and pharmaceutical companies. It's fine. Okay, fine. You're going to repeal it. Wonderful. But now what? And do you have a logical and practical plan? Don't just give us political rhetoric. Okay, this is crucial. And it is unfortunate that the Democrats do have the Republicans backed up against the corner. Because now, not only do they have to fix the damage, I mean, well, not only do they have to fix health care, and you can't fix health care overnight during one administration, but they also have to repair the damage that this caused. And I would say just go piece by piece, all right, especially if they end up having a Republican Congress pass many bills, bill by bill, and do it immediately week one. So you could gain confidence, and the American public can gain confidence in our trying to move towards working on health care, health insurance reform, et cetera. Because remember, health care will not pass if it's not bipartisan. So find what we all agree on. Well, we all agree that our kids should be covered, hands down. We all agree that insurance should somehow be cheaper. We should figure out a way how to save money on health care costs. I think we all agree on that. We all agree that if you have a pre-existing condition, you shouldn't be banned from having health insurance or the inability to purchase a product that will help you. Right? Yeah. You know, I mean, I think there's a lot of things we all agree on. Well, then let's deal with those right out the gate. Now, I don't know if anybody's been saying it. Like I said, I haven't been, I got so sick of hearing the same old thing, I haven't been listening. So if any of our presidential candidates have been saying that, say, look, don't worry. If Obamacare gets thrown out, we are going to still work on health insurance reform, and we're going to be, you know, moving towards passing these things, these aspects that some of us liked. But I'm not hearing that yet. So you're going to have people that are very angry. And if this does get overturned, it really could get ugly. And so we, you know, I just hope that the Republicans are getting to work on this. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got more to talk about. Coffee beans causing weight loss. Sounds kind of cool. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. If your news talk station does not carry the Dr. Dahlia Show locally in town, give them a call, send them an email, and tell them to bring Dr. Dahlia to their town. Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. Big thanks to Kyle for working the dials. And please, everybody, follow me on Twitter if you have a Twitter account so I can give you up-to-date news updates as we get them. So it looks like researchers at the University of Scranton in Pennsylvania conducted a study that looked at coffee beans, but green coffee beans. I guess those that haven't been ground. I'm not a coffee drinker, so you guys will have to kind of correct me if I say something wrong here. I don't drink coffee, okay? I know I need to like, the only way I could get coffee in me is if I throw a bunch of whipped cream on it and chocolate and milk and, you know. Anyway, they looked at 16 overweight people, small study, aged 22 to 26 years old. They took capsules of green coffee bean extract or capsules containing placebo for about 22 weeks. All right, and I guess they had anywhere between 700 milligram dose and 1,000 milligram dose of the extract. Participants lost an average of 17 pounds. That's pretty significant. During the 22-week study, which is about 10% of their body weight. Now, scientists think maybe it's due to a substance called chlorogenic acid that is present in unroasted coffee beans that is broken down when coffee beans are roasted. So they're all excited about this. They're going to do a follow-up study, and when we get more information, I will let you know. You know, I everybody is looking for the magic pill, aren't they? I mean, if they could put coffee, unroasted coffee bean green extract to a pill, I bet they would sell that sucker. You know, we were talking about diets. A caller had asked in the previous show which diet is the best diet, and I urge you to go on my on-demand button on my website to listen to any previous shows that you miss. And, you know, I was saying, honestly, all these diets, you know, diets don't work. It has to be a meal plan. You know, it has to be an approach to how you lose weight until they find the panacea and cure for, you know, obesity and appetite, etc. You know, you need to do, you need to eat your fruits and vegetables. You need to eat multiple small meals a day, healthy meals, drink a lot of water, exercise. But, you know, doing these crash diets don't work. In fact, there was a study that came out saying a low-carb diet could actually put you at heart risk. All right, not so much from the fat, but the fact that you have less carbs in your diet. So you need to really be careful about some of these crash diets that you do. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Did you guys hear about this? An abortion doctor who lost his license dumped all his old records, at least 1,000 of them, into a school dumpster. More than 1,000 private abortion records from a defunct clinic have been found discarded in a recycling bin outside an elementary school near Kansas City, Kansas. Of course, prompted a police investigation and outrage. The records came from Krishna Rajana, who lost his medical license in 2005, and the clinic was Affordable Medical and Surgical Services in Kansas City. Apparently, I think he lost his license because the place was dirty. He had multiple infarctions with the medical state board. They aren't really going into too much detail why he lost his license. Let me see if I see anything here. But they said he was fined or disciplined 4 times by the Kansas Board of Healing Arts, who visited his clinic and said it was not clean. Now, these records had names, birthday, telephone numbers, social security numbers, patient health history. You know what you fill out when you go to a doctor. And, of course, if any abortions were performed. Now, he said he threw the documents into recycling bins at the school because he thought it wouldn't be seen by anybody, and that they would be recycled away just like any other papers. The daughter of a woman who found the records contacted the Kansas City Star after Overland Park police initially declined to respond to her call because he thought, whoa, you know, and then he was like, oh, I'm sorry. So Captain later conceded it was a mistake, but the women did not want their names released. I don't blame them. But, you know, this isn't the first time we've seen this happen, where somebody loses their license, forces to close down, and then they just either bolt and leave the records, or the records get destroyed before they should be destroyed. Now, some states you have to keep the records for 5 years. Other states you have to keep them for 7. In Kansas, you have to keep your medical records at least 10 years. So if somebody doesn't want to pay rent because they lost their license and they aren't making income, you know, there's no police force making sure that they dispose of the records properly. Now, you do have the HIPAA law, the Federal Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, which does make it a federal violation, right? I don't know how much of that actually gets imposed and practiced, but I see that doctors lose their license or they go under, and I have patients calling me saying, I can't get my records. I'm like, well, you know, call the medical board. And, medical board, you know, says this is the address we have for that doctor. Where are the medical records? Now, my recommendation to any of you, if this is something that seems to happen pretty frequently in your city where medical records, and I know this is a little different offshoot on what we're talking about. This is an abortion doctor who throws a bunch of records of people who had abortions or who didn't, et cetera, into a garbage dumpster. I mean, just absolutely horrible if you were hoping to keep your privacy. But a growing concern is people not being able to get the records. And when their doctor leaves, retires, et cetera, there should be a means for you to get them, but not always. You do have some people that just, you know, leave. And so my recommendation is anything important you have done, all right, any blood work, any MRIs, any biopsies, ask for copies. You may have to pay 60 cents a page. There are sometimes certain price, you know, because again, you know, doctors, they still have staff and, you know, it costs toner, et cetera. It, you know, if everybody wants you to copy their medical records as they go, it could be pretty costly and demanding. So don't be surprised if there may be a little charge, but I think it is well worth it. And many doctors will give you a copy of something for free, you know, it all depends on who, you know, your relationship with your doctor. But, like I said, don't, you know, every week ask for a whole copy of your records because they're going to charge you. But I don't think it's a bad idea. Anything important you get done, get a copy. Why not? Keep your own notebook at home. Because if anything does happen to the doctor's office, at least you have your records. Okay? Now, for those of you that was flying from New York to Las Vegas on this JFK flight, did you hear about that, where the captain just went absolutely berserk? Apparently, there's a 2012 International Security Conference, how ironic, in Las Vegas. The flight had been packed, luckily, with heavily built men, professionals already working law enforcement, border protection, and campus security, where what happened, I guess, the captain went to the bathroom mid-flight. It was supposed to go from JFK to Las Vegas, flight 191. He goes to the bathroom. Then as he comes back from the bathroom, he kind of starts, you know, talking with passengers, saying some weird things. Didn't look drunk, just acted erratically. But then when he tried to get into the cockpit was locked. When he realized it was locked out, he started screaming, "Let me in." Then he started screaming, "Iraq, Al-Qaeda, terrorism, we're all going down," talking about Israel, Afghanistan, just really incoherent speech. Now, when he started to go berserk, luckily people did, you know, jump on him and restrain him. They landed in Amarillo, Texas. Nobody was hurt on the plane. But this is the second time something has happened within a month where somebody just goes crazy. Like, remember flight attendant a couple weeks ago? Just started screaming, "We're all going to die. We're all going to go down." Right? You know, screaming bomb. What is going on here? You know, how could somebody get on a, you know, an employee or a worker that's either a flight attendant or the pilot, you know, say hi to everybody, go through security, looking all fine, and then in a split second, absolutely lose it. Now, some of you are like, well, it could be schizophrenia. Well, too, that could happen with schizophrenia, but, you know, you'd think they'd be diagnosed before the flight. Just very odd. What is going on? Maybe it's a terrorist, Dr. Dahlia. Maybe somebody is drugging them before they go on the plane. I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, this isn't the first time something like this has happened. I guess in 2008, an Air Canada flight, there was an issue there where the co-pilot had to be dragged because he became uncooperative and sedated. So I don't know. I wish we could do little mental status exams. Jeez. Well, oh well. And I'm going to be going to New York in a couple months. Can't wait. All right, guys. Stay on board for another hour if you can. More Dr. Dahlia on the way. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.